Valerie Ekume, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're a Franco-Cameroonian singer, songwriter. You've played with some very big names in the world of music. Courtney Pine, Youssou N'Dour, MC Solar, Papa Wemba, My Way. Perhaps most famously, the great Franco-Cameroonian saxophonist and singer Nanu Dibango. You were with him for 8 years. Now you've gone solo. What made you want to make the leap?
Oh, I always wanted to go solo. I knew that I had to learn first. So this is why I spent lots of time with Manu Dibango, and I played also with Koko Mbassi, who is a great singer, Cameroonian singer. And then I went to school and to learn.
To read music.
To read, to write, to compose, to play piano, because it's important for the composition. And then I realized at one point that it was the time for me to leave the background and to go in front.
The front of the stage.
Yeah. At first, it was very disturbing because I didn't imagine it was so difficult.
Did you lack confidence, do you think?
Yeah, lots of confidence. And I'm very glad because Queen Nakinge, this is my album of maturity, because I went through very dark moments, and then I fought, and it made me realize that I was stronger than I thought.
I watched you performing live recently in a concert in Paris in front of a full house. You looked happy on stage.
On y va! Hey!
It was great because it's like you present your work to the people, they don't know it. So I was smiling all the time because I knew that it was a great opportunity for me to share the love. Yes, to share the love. I think that we all related in a way, but we don't find a way. And I want in stage to find a way to connect with people and to spend a great time and to share what is for me the most important thing, which is love.
And sharing this love in Douala, in the language of your Cameroonian roots,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, my parents, yes. And it's a challenge because I grew up in France, so my Douala is bad. You don't know because you...
I don't speak it.
Yes, but it's very bad. So this is another fight because it was important for me to represent my roots.
Tell us a bit about your album. Queen Nakinge, it means king and queen, right?
Yes.
In Douala. But what's the meaning of that?
The meaning is I was like very frustrated because of the place of the history of black people in humanity. It's like we only went through colonization and slavery. And it's more than that, but there is no trace, you know, of all the greatness of the kingdoms and the great story, the thing that black people brought to the humanity. So, and I'm raising a little girl, so I want her to know that there is an history, there is lots of things to talk about, but there is only lots of negativity, and you cannot rise when your history is not valued.
What kind of rhythm does it use?
This is Makossa. Makossa mixed with Congolese guitar. So there is lots of mix, lots of African spirit.
Valerie, during the concert, you made a reference to African migrants being used as slaves in Libya. Tell me why that subject is so important to you.
The song was Queen Nakinge. So I was talking about the history, which is not very represented. And I think that for me, this matter that happened now in Libya, it's not a surprise. Because when you have people that don't have the right representation in the history, there is a sort of devaluation of the people. They don't have the same value. This is why I wrote Queen Nakinge, so this is why I dedicated to them, because I really think that we have to value people, you know, wherever they're from. And you may remember, maybe, there is lots of bad history of black women working in Lebanon as servants, and lots of them are very, very mistreated. And there is lots of call of despair, and nobody hears them, but there is this. And in France, there is this also. So I'm very sad, because I think that you cannot be happy as a human being when there is those things happening in the world.
The song on your album is called Mulema Mo, which I understand means heart.
Yeah, one heart.
One heart.
Yeah. Mulema Mo is based on Ambasibe. Ambasibe, it's a very traditional dance from the Sawa culture, where I'm from, Sawa culture. This is Douala, people of Douala. But we add some Goni from West Africa. So it was an addition to this song, because we wanted to be very African, you know. I don't know if what is very African, but we wanted to include other instruments.
There's a video which accompanies this song. It's very lively. You filmed in Yaoundé. We're in kind of dusty streets. Why was it so important for you?
Yeah, it was important for me because, as you may see, the album is really based on Cameroonian rhythm, you know. So I couldn't film it anywhere else. And I want to show also the beauty of the country, that it's also mine. There is lots of cliché about Africa with poverty, but there is lots of joy. And as dusty streets are like very common, so this is reality. And reality can be nasty, but it also can be very beautiful. So I wanted to show the colors and the joy. We could see Esewe. Esewe is the ancestor of ragamuffin. It was very, very important too. We could see this is the popular music.
Which song features?
This is Obiyai. So it's about a woman who tells her man to watch out because he's only going out with his friends and leaving her home with children. So she said, you better watch out.
Very important message.
Yes, yeah.
The Cameroonians think about your music?
My music is not that known in Cameroon. I went there lots of time with Mr. Manu Dibango. I had that chance. And I went there recently for two shows. I think they enjoyed it, but I'm not very known there yet.
Not yet.
It will come.
Of course, of course it will come. It comes for people who know how to wait and be patient.
Exactly.
A little bit. Valérie Koumé, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Ah, it was a great pleasure for me too. Thank you.